Love thy neighbor. Love thy enemies. That's next level. But love thy neighbor. That's a good place to start. It used to be, if you wanted any kind of social interaction, and most people are hardwired for social interaction. There are exceptions, and it's also something one can either cultivate to greater or lesser degrees. But it used to be, if you were a weirdo loner with toxic ideas, you wouldn't find many people to support you in your local community. Maybe one or two other toxic loners, and they'd come over, and you'd show each other your weapons and train for some things. But typically in any given geographical area, there wouldn't be that many people with really toxic ideas who shunned society or wished to reshape it in their own image. But with the internet, it's a machine for creating weirdo toxic loners, because it creates a semblance of connection, which is what people fundamentally crave. But in these silos that are just bubbling and percolating with grievance and outrage and misdirected anger. So it's really important, it's good to have friends and family, but the next step is your neighbors. Those are the people who live in geographic proximity to you, whether it's in a multi-unit building, a condo, an apartment building, a house, a duplex, a trailer park. There are all kinds of communities and housing in this world, and chances are you have a neighbor. The toughest sell, of course, is suburbs with big barrier lawns and fences, where people just drive in and out of their garages. You might never even see your next door neighbor. They just get it's like being in outer space. There's spaceship docks. The door goes up, the spaceship goes in to this lit bay, door goes down. You never actually see them. They might not even be humans. They could be aliens. Well, that's where the paranoia begins. Suburbs are the toughest sell, but in some ways, in theory, they're also easy, because you can find ways to interact, perhaps block party, barbecue in your backyard, etc. But I digress. By loving thy neighbor, I know love is open to interpretation, but at least get to know your neighbor. Make an effort. And what happens with that type of effort is it often gets reciprocated, and then there's a ripple effect where other neighbors talk to other neighbors, and all the neighbors are talking, and pretty soon you have what feels like a community of diverse ideas, different people, perhaps different areas of expertise, all these good things, and also perhaps shared resources becomes an option. Now you're talking about resilience, because it's hard to build everything else for yourself. Watch any prepper channel and it gets pretty zany, you know, with preparing for every contingency. But say your neighbors can share some tools, then you don't have to buy every tool in the world, because neighbor A has X, neighbor B has Y. You get the idea. So get to know your neighbors, reach out, be present. You know, it depends on where you live. I'm not saying loiter in the hallways or lurk in an elevator, but you know, if there's a common space, common area, a lobby, hang out in the lobby, put out a puzzle table. That's a great way to get to know your neighbors. Little things like that, little shared activities, no agendas, just getting to know where people are at, where they're coming from, where they hope to go. And maybe on some level, you can join them for their ride, and they can join you for yours. So know thy neighbor, love thy neighbor. And once you do that, you can start thinking about loving your enemy too, because that's another word that's open to interpretation. Peace.